Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington on Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kips Dube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe media's coverage of ZANU-PF squabbles.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or at www.voashona.com and at www.voindebele.com.
We are very concerned by the error by the Sunday Mail, very busy, and all media outlets that are owned by the government, because they have reduced themselves to be a mouthpiece of a faction in ZANU-PF.
Inini no kachika mazuwa nezvekutaurwa nebato sangano rinonzi MMPZ. Nekuti isu sebepa nhauri Herald tiri kungonyora zviri kutaurika mazuwa ano. Mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika Mai Joyce Mujuru vari kupomerwa mhosva dzeuori, mhosva dzekuda kubvisa mutungamiri wenyika pachigaro. Zvinhu zviri kutaurwa
vona hani mapepandaba asekela uhulumende navasavatistate ozimedia oherald navosadenel fanaani vatangoto lunu phakati kwendaba rezezindakala kuvanupf fanaani vasekela thina lutangoti lukamangagwa.
Thanks for joining us once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about the Zimbabwe media's role in the covering of the current factionalism gripping President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party.
According to the Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe, or MMPZ, the state media has compromised the journalistic standards in covering the ZANU-PF squabbles as they are attacking Vice President Joyce Mujuru at will. The MMPZ says the independent media has given Ms. Mujuru a fair coverage.
Herald editor Cesar Zwai dismissed these claims today, saying they are covering unfolding events in the ruling party without malice or prejudice.
What do you think about the issue? If you wish to join us, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yabambe Zulu lingal chonanjani lapeli kona kona ngapo kenga makaya. Tila ngapa lo chonga ayispile similo kumakama. Ye, utabe skuluma ngalo la mtlanje. Sikangela ukutikambi misagazo la mapepa ndaba. Ayenza njani nga ekangela kumbe hlolisisa. Utaba lolu kumbe isiti ngaba ngoza kubandla le ZANU-PF. Banenga abantu abati kungani okwenziwa ngamapepa ndaba njenge Herald. Kuzobuya iSunday Mail, kuzobuya iSunday News, kuzobuya la iKronika. Kula ngale ke kubulawayo. Bathi ungane abayenzi kuhle ngoba kukhanya ngazani ke basekela uhlangothi olulodwa khonapho bathi icele engazani liyangena kakhulu emaphepheni lingena futhi ngobunandi ngokutsho kwabo yileli lisekelwa ekuthiwa likokhelwa ngumnumzana ke u-Emerson Mnangagwa. Bathi ke icele likankosikazi Joyce Mujuru ngana litholi kahle ukuthi kungene khona ngala abafuna ukuthi kungene kuzulu
inzukediwirayo.
Aha, so ke khonapho bathi kuyahlupha mafundi nga kusetshenzwa njengokuthi kulalo kuvela kuthiwa i-public broadcaster kwesusiwa le state controlled media khona ukuthi uyabe ule phephandaba elingani lilohulumente phakathi. Bathi ngakwe kumele kusetshenzwe ngohlonzi phela ukuthi wonke umuntu ujonge nje ngafika ethi ngicela ukukhuluma kwami. Bathi khuluma mnumzana lami nginje ngifika khona ngale ngithi ha ujonge ngazani kangimtholi kahle lami bathi khuluma Dube. So wena wabe ukukhulumile lami ngokukhulumile.
Yeah, 50-50.
Nine lo six is four. Yabona?
Ndizvo zvongo vateereri nhasi tiri kukurukura nyaya zviri kuitika mumakakatano ari mubato reZANU-PF, mabatiro azviri kuitwa nedzinhepfenyuro pamwe nemapepa nhau. Vamwe vari kunzi vanenge vane divira vari kutema vakarerekera sezvinozivikanwa Studio 7 kuti inotema isina divira rayakarerekera. Idemo rinotema risina kwararakarerekera. Asi hanzi mamwe matemo ari kutaura Mati Gibbs. Tanzwa Media Monitoring Project of Zimbabwe ichitaura kuti bepanhau reHerald bepana ore Sunday Mail nemamwe ari pasi pehurumende ane mativi anobva arakidza kuti isisi tiri kutsigira diviri vasingazopamukana rimwe divi zvikuru amaya mujuru kuti vange vachizvidzivirira kana kuzvipindurira mhosva dzavari kupomerwa asi tanzwa zvakare mukana watapa kumutapi mupepeti mukuru webepanhau reherald vasiza zvai vapiwa mukana pano pastudio 7 vakatsanangura kuti aiwa hatina divi ratinorerekera mukuita basa tiri kutema tisina kwatakarerekera asi kuti tiri kushayiwa mukana wekuti amai mujuru vange vachizvipindurira tinovatsvaga tichivashayiwa kana tikaisa dzinhare hadzidzoke ndo zvikonzero zvapiwa asi vazhinji vari kuchema kuti demo raramba rakarerekera rakaramba rakadaro rinogona kuzotema munhu ari kutema wacho
yes zvine ke umhleli wepepandaba leherald mnumzana ke usiza zvaye sithi hayi bona bazama kuti bamdinge phela unkosikazi mjuru kodwa ngabamtholi njalo kodwa bona kukoloko abakubhalayo bakubhala ngoba into abazitholayo nxa kubuya lapha umuntu angakhuluma bakufaka kunjalo ngokutsho kwakhe
hantsho
kunjalo mfowethu
ndizozo
yeah so joining us tonight to discuss this issue with us is Mr. Gift Piri who is a news editor at the Daily News. Mr. Piri, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for joining us and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Matthew Takaona, who is a former chairman of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists. Mr. Takaona, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening.
Thank you so much. We'll start with you, Mr. Takaona. How do you assess the media in terms of its coverage, you know, towards this unfolding ZANU-PF saga?
You know, I would not want really to point fingers at any one publication and say it is doing wrong or it is doing the correct thing. But the ethics of the profession are known. They are universal. There is no invention of the wheel. What I would say about the concerns, really, about news coverage in this, these issues that are unfolding in the ruling party, is the hate speech, really. Journalists can report on issues, they can make allegations, as long as they have evidence to back up those allegations. But what is worrying is that even if they have those allegations, is the addition of hate speech, which has come into the Zimbabwean media from around 2000. It's quite disturbing. Hate speech has been a cause of conflicts around the world. They've really been solved from the media. Many, many conflicts, many dangerous conflicts that actually emanated from media coverage of issues. And we don't know where and where the hate speech that we now see in the media will take us to. You carry hate speech by one person today, and if the other person who is at the receiving end of that hate speech deciding to hit back, sometimes you spark something that can eventually become violent. What we need to promote in Zimbabwe is peace. What we need to promote is harmony. What we need to promote is development. And this is not what I see in a lot of newspapers today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Takaona. Stay on the line. Vapiri, fungwa dzenyu panyaya tiri kukurukurai?
Well, ini ndingati ndoda kuzvitaurira sebepari nhaure Daily News. Totaura neshona ndizvo?
Taurai neshona.
Okay. Isusu tiri kungoita basa sezvazviri. We are reporting a very complex and fast-changing story. I think a political transition. So it's a contested zone, and inaya irukuti nechei kukava, but because of the nature ye politics irukuti kadacho, kushaudu wakurukuti anavanu. Ndanzwa zvangu the ex-president wetoja chitaura nyaya kuti there is a lot of hate speech. I think it's the nature of the politics. There is so much hate speech. And some of the things are so uncritical. Like, I'll give you an example from today's event. And this is Trukuti Madzimai Argu Wisana, and the other Madzimai talks about this. I think it's... Can I tell you, she is killing this, you know, plumbing this gap. It's really sad, you see. And as the media told him,
I'm not sure what I'm saying. Of transition, I don't know whether it's a transition or what, but he says it's a complex issue, and I totally agree. But as journalists, we also need to exercise a sense of responsibility. You don't get carried away with, but sometimes, yeah, as he says, it's complex, because at the same time, by totally covering what one person has said, they're actually exposing that person's character. It is important for the public to then make judgment about that person. Yes, they did, but sometimes also we also have a culture where we respect our women, we protect our mothers, and so forth. But then when you go to the extent of writing stories that then are so malicious about a mother, are so defamatory about somebody who is at the apex of the state, there's something totally wrong. There is a need. I know this is not emanating from the newsroom, but there is a need for those who are involved at the police level, policy-making level for the media, to not only the media, even the state, to sit down and discuss this issue, get speech. Yes, consequences, and sometimes they can die. We can take this situation for granted and say they'll just insult each other, they'll dismiss each other, and it will end there. Sometimes it may never end there. It will get somewhere. And it's something that we must
avoid. Can I just jump in for a long time.
Go ahead.
But, indulgence. Yes, yes, please.
Go ahead, Mr. Peter.
Yes, I don't know. Is there... Is Takaona advocating for censorship?
Mr. Takaona?
It's not censorship as such, but responsibility is not censorship. Responsibility is responsibility over consequences that can come out of your story. That's not censorship.
Of course.
And
So you are not advocating for censorship, but you are saying, I think that is already what... If you look at the narrative in the media, I think the media has been very responsible in the midst of a story in a so much hate, in a so much uncouthness. You understand? So the media has tried to censor, even filter out some of this atrocious, you know, narrative coming out of our politics. It's really sad, but it's a discussion I think we should be done with the police. I don't know, but why do we have this nature of politics that is so... It's so uncouth, you know, Shandisa, this coarse language. You know, Shandisa, in the language, is in a wound, you understand? But these are people who are in a lofty positions, high offices. And this is a, people who expect what Shandisa, you know, decorum, but I think we are consumed with so much hate that anything, you know, that's just what someone is going to do. But then the media is covering this story, and it has to tell the story. It has also to profile the nature of the people who are inhabiting our politics. And it is that the media has to tell, to give a faithful record of what transpired. But of course, I hear it about Nyarutora, it's speechy, and trying to also moderate or tone down. I think that is what I'm reading from him. I think the media is already doing that. I think that you publish a verbatim some of the things, not our these political rallies. Of course, some of the stuff is being beamed on state TV. They are running my programs now. So some people, I've heard some people actually saying, no, I'm not going to do it. I want to TV because I'm going to disrespect. You understand? So these are some of the issues, the Ruitika and it's really sad with the nature of our politics has descended to these atrocious levels.
Yeah.
But I think it's a discussion we need to have perhaps as a country with Of course, we understand the panorama market price. But panevanu, you see, we expect some certain degree of self-restraint. But this is a problem, my politicians, not the media. My politicians are not going to tell, not the media.
But
the media just reflecting what's happening now.
Mr. Piri, let me just throw in a question. The MMPZ is saying that some of these media houses are not doing enough to get a reaction from the other part.
Yeah, hello, can I come in there? Hello?
Yes.
Actually, if you look at the situation, I think there are two issues that have raised here. Where is the problem? The media may not have a problem totally, but where I disagree with them is where the stories then become unbalanced.
Yes.
Where you emphasize on one side of the story, where your side is clear to is glaring to your readership, to your viewership, that you are supporting this side, no matter what. That is one problem that we have seen with the media. But in terms of coverage, as Tim is saying, I think, yes, there is a need to exercise responsibility. Exercising that responsibility. We also want to expose the characters, political characters, for what they are, as is happening now. We see the people, for the politicians, for who they are because of their speeches. When we make a decision, probably in future, it might be election time, or it might be time to elect somebody in a more senior position. You know exactly what those people are made of because of the speeches that they're making. And to know them, it is through the media coverage that is the media coverage about those people. And Dick is completely right by saying that there is also a need to expose these people to the reader, to the public, for what they are. But at the same time, there's need. It's a dilemma that only
exists. Excuse me, Mr. Bonner. Excuse me, the MMPZ, who is interviewing of bias?
Mr. Piri, can you hold on a second? Mr. Piri.
Who is being accused of bias by the MMPZ?
The Herald, the Sunday Mail, and ZBC. And they also said...
Those organizations should answer that question, isn't it?
Yes, that's why we brought in Mr. Zayi during our news bulletin. He said, he gave his side of the story. He said they were failing to get a comment. He said they were failing to reach Ms. Mujuru for her side. But MMPZ praised Newsday and Daily News. They are saying they are giving fair coverage of events.
Thank you very much. I think that's a fair assessment. I think there are accusations also, which are untested and unproven, that they are, you know, perhaps a political class which is a directing operations. These are accusations which we can't prove, which we don't know about. But look, Kanapanama issues are bias. I think that's at the leadership level. I think it's a question we need to put back to the people who are being accused of bias. I think there's been a furor also over this incredible, you know, treason story against the VP. Those are very, very serious allegations, you know, potentially with devastating consequences.
Yes, Mr. Piri, can you hold on for a second? Can you hold on for a second, Mr. Piri? We'll come back to you in just about a few seconds. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe media's coverage of ZANU-PF's squabbles. And our guests are Mr. Gift Piri, who is a news editor of the Daily News, and we've got Mr. Matthew Takaona, former chairman of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists. Now we are joined by Mr. Meli Dube, who is an acting director of Bulawayo Agenda. Mr. Dube, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, kids. Thanks for having me on the program.
Thank you so much. Now, Mr. Dube, we hear that there is a lot that is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of factionalism in ZANU-PF. And at the end of the day, we are focusing on the coverage of the media of these events. So at the end of the day, what is your take on what is happening in the media in terms of covering the ZANU-PF squabbles?
Okay, I think I've realized that the state-controlled media, your Herald, your Chronicle, your Sunday News, Sunday Mail, Patriot, and so forth, basically, clearly on a site that is seemingly not the site where the vice president is. There's a lot of vilification of the site or perceived site or real site. I don't know the inside issues of ZANU-PF, but that media has given us a feeling or even a perspective that ZANU-PF is very much deeply divided, and they've chosen a certain site, while the private media, your Standard, your Independent, your Daily News and others, are seemingly, I think, reporting a bit on the side of the vilified side. You would sometimes feel that maybe they are, of course, a bit fair in their reporting, but slightly slanted towards the victimized or the vilified side in ZANU-PF.
Now, so can you get one of the Nagwins one, Baba Dube, Mombonaku, Mavenza?
Kule abuse ning, kulo ku manje ti abuse ngithi kulo kuhlukuluzeka okunenge okwamaZimbabweans ukuthi bayabhadala izimali zabo ezizo ezincedisa engathi ngamaparacetamol kumbe inkampani zikahulumende ezifana lalezi eziphatha ezokusakaza ezintyabo ZBC, lama newspaper lanilani okuthiwa state controlled. Siyakwazi ukuthi enye yakhona imali ivelela kuhulumende, of course, lanxa ezinye zisenza imali. Siyakwazi ukuthi ezinjabo ZBC kudala zagcina ukwenza into ethiwa yi-profit, kodwa zilokhu ziqhubeka zibhala kakhulukazi ngalokho okwenzakala kuZANU, njalo zisetshenziswa ukuthethisa lokuthethisana lokufundisa abantwabethu inhlamba labanawethu. Okumele ukuthi ngakwenzakala yikuthi hatshi i-state phela nohulumende izinto ezimbili okumele zehlukane kulezinto ezelizwe ezingaso zikabani lobani wale nanga obusayo. Okumele zihlale zimsulwa njalo ziseva engathi ngumuntu wonke, hatshi ukuba ngezephathi. So okwenzakalayo ukuthi lezi zinto sezathathwa over, zathathwa ngabantu bephathi, khathesi sezithathwa over futhi ngabantu bamafaction athize kuleyo phathi.
Yes, akuza kakhuluma baba Dube ungayindawo wathi ke sithi sikhuluma ukuthi besidini lapho Dube. So I think he's raising a point of saying that it's very important that in fact there's no distinction between the state and the party. Maybe that's where the problem is, according to him. You know? Yeah.
Okay. I will come back to you. Maybe you will explain, or one of our guests will explain that.
That's right.
But tine mutereri Dr. Chikwara. Magadi, Dr. Chikwara.
Magadi, yaba.
Ndakasimba, ndagona here kudaidza zita ra doctor here.
Chikwavarara.
Oh, Chikwavarara.
Yeah.
Ndino urombo nekuti ndaritadza kuri daidza zvakanaka, asi Chikwavarara izvezvi ndagona ndipei mark yangu. Tipei zviri kukurukurwa izvi pfungwa dzenyu.
Well, thank you very much for having me. But I think the issue of the daily ZBC, Sunday Mail and Zimbabweans wanted a redress for a long time now. So it has come at the right time where the issue has been discussed in a ZANU-PF fora, just for not a balanced reporting and at the professional dispensation of media standards. So my good Edgar, my good friend Caesar, was just saying we are doing our best to this and that and that. So my good friend is working under an order, which is written on the wall for everyone to see. The order is coming from government, the order is coming from the ZANU-PF, the order is coming from the Minister of Information, which is a professor, Jonathan Moyo. Everyone knows that the situation right now, my good friend there, is just under a situation that he could even control himself. He's a professional man, for that matter. He's a professional man is being used just to benefit or to subvert the will of the people. Then that's the We need professionals who are constructive to our national interest, who are constructive to our national argument, so that we can have a proper and professional reporting from these state-controlled media houses. My good friend there, you should understand that the people, they need transparent and straightforward reporting, because it's only the truth that they read in the newspapers they use to develop a mental system to the country. We cannot have a situation where a professional man, who yourself have master in media studies, because of that, reporting lies and talking lies and telling lies to the nation. We can't have a situation like that. So my good friend says I must be honorable enough to tell the nation the truth, exactly what has happened.
Dr. Shukwara, Dr. Shukwara, kana muchine mukana niko kubvunzai mbvunzo mumwe chete. Vazvai vataura kuti tiri kuedza nepose patinokwanisa napo kuti tinge tichiwanawo divi ramai mujuru, asi havasi kubatika.
According to the history, history yatinayo muZimbabwe yekuti those people in the market media houses, they get information from their masters. And those masters are maybe, right now, I think they need some information. I don't think it's true what he's saying, but he has tried to get my juru to run away side of the story. But right now, he's telling that, no, we tried our best. But what best did he say right now? We have tried by all our best with the Wagenheim jury. You're talking this thing through the electronic media. You see? So right now, I cannot talk about him because he is a man of lies and I don't trust him, and he is not trusted in any way because he belongs to the media house that has printed lies in the nation for so many years.
Thank you so much, Dr. Chikwavarara.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I think Mr. Matthew Takaona had requested to be with us for only 10 minutes. I think we've dragged him for about 15 and a half minutes now. Mr. Takaona, thanks for being with us, and your last word, please, today.
Thank you. What I want to say to fellow professionals is that there is need, as much as possible, to stick to the ethics of the profession. They are there not by accident, but this is a century of experience from journalists in the States. And the ethics are there to guide journalists so that we avoid tragedies like conflicts, violence and so forth. So really, I know there is undue influence from politicians from time to time, and there is really also a need for journalists to use their conscience and use their ethics and ensure that they give people fair coverage.
Thank you very much, Mr. Takaona. We hope you are going to have a lovely evening, eh?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And for Mr. Meli Dube and Mr. Gift Piri, can you stay on the line? And now we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners. And for those with access to the internet, you can visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gift Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.